Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Chav Tes. We left off on daf Kuf Chav Ches Amud Beis. Four lines from the bottom of the page at Tan Rabban. And today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We again very much thank him for the sponsorship. We are holding on the bottom of Kuf Chav Ches Amud Beis. What we're going to discuss is flesh that's poresh from Eivor Min HaChai. Eivor Min HaChai itself is metameh. What about basar that itself is poresh from Eivor Min HaChai? At the end of that discussion, we're going to bring up this new concept called kishashimesh maisa eitz shimesh. That sometimes you have a meichel that is normally would have the status of ochlin, but since it's functioning as eitz bialma, it's not considered an ochel. So it has a higher level tumah maybe than an ochel would normally be able to have, because it's not functioning as an ochel, it's functioning as an eitz. So once we mention it in the context of basar aporish from Eivor Min HaChai, we discuss five additional places where that same concept applies of kishashimesh maisa eitz shimesh. Then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, we're going to talk about which case in the Mishnah does Rabbi Shimon argue on the Tanakhama and say tahar. Because at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon just cryptically said tahar. Now it sounds like he's talking about at the very last case of the Mishnah, because that's where Rabbi Shimon's Shita appears, but the Gemara is going to have a lengthy discussion with, in fact, three possibilities of which statement of the Tanakhama Rabbi Shimon is actually going on when he says that something is Tahar. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to discuss, once we were talking about the Basar and the Eiver, HaMeduldal from a Behema, we're going to talk about Basar and Eiver, that's Meduldal from an Adam, even though that's not really at all the topic of this Perek. But it's Agav, the previous Mishnah. We're going to talk about Basar and Eiver, that's Meduldal from a human being. And then the Gemara is going to conclude the parak with a discussion of the Tumah status of an Eiver Min HaMeis. What if it, we know Eiver Min HaChai is Metameh. Is Eiver Min HaMeis also Metameh? And Bez Hashem, then we will complete parak Ha'ar V'Harotiv. So let's begin. Four lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Kuf Chav Ches Amud Beis. So the Gemara explains the din of basar that's poresh from Eivor Min HaChai. Tan Rabban Chodek Kizayis basar from Eivor Min HaChai. Chatacho v'achar kach yishev alav. Let's say a person first cut off the flesh from Eivor Min HaChai, and then he decided he wants to use it for achila. What does it mean for achila? Rashi says to be machil to a guy. L'chora, the Ramban points out, lav dafka to a guy, to be machil to Yisrael as well. So as Yantar points out, Rashi had said that even though Eivor Min HaChai is asul b'nei Noach, so to be machil to a Jew is no better than to be machil to a guy. But mistama, it's easier to find a guy who's willing to eat it than it is to find a Jew who's willing to eat it. So that's why he assumes that minastam, when we say that chishav lav, the chishav love for achila means that you're chishav love for achila for a guy. But the point is that it was you cut it from the Eivor Min HaChai first, and then you had the machshav l'achila. So tahar, since it doesn't have tumas Eivor Min HaChai, and it doesn't have any other tumah because it never touched anything that's tameh, so it's going to be tahar. But if you already made it an ochel, you already had a machshava to use it as an ochel, and then you cut it from the Eiver, then it's tameh. Then it's considered to be tameh. Why? Because when it was connected to the Eiver Min HaChai, it was touching Eiver Min HaChai. So Eiver Min HaChai is tameh on a very high level, and this is like food that had been touching an Eiver Min HaChai, and therefore contracts the tumah from the Eivor Min HaChai. Ravasi lo ala be midrasha. One day Ravasi didn't come to the Beis Medrash. Ashke the Rabbi Zeira, and he happened to meet up with Rabbi Zeira. Amar leis. Ravasi said to Rabbi Zeira, my own be midrasha. What did I miss? What happened in the Beis Medrash today? So it sounded like Ravasi thought that he might have missed something particular. So Amar leis, my kashalach. So Rabbi Zeira said, well, what halach are you having trouble with that you need to find out what was discussed in the Beis Medrash? So Amar leis, Ravasi said, the katani, because the Braisa says that if you cut off basar from Eivor Min HaChai, he learned this halacha, that if you have a machshava to use it as an ochel, and then you cut it off of the Eivor Min HaChai, it's going to be tameh because it touched an Eivor Min HaChai. So that bothered me, because what do you mean it touched an Eivor Min HaChai? Tumas beis astarim hiv. Tumas beis astarim lo metameh. When it touched the tumah, it was in a place that was not visible, it was not exposed, because it was only where the basar was actually attached to the eiver on the inside that it was touching. So that's tumas beis astarim, and the halach is that tumas beis astarim is not metameh. The Gemara Maseches Nidan, Daf Mem Gimel, learns this from a pasuk that we have by tumas hazav. Is that this week's parasha? V'kalasha yigabo hazav, v'yadav lo shutaf b'mayim, tamei ad ha'erev. Right, so that pasuk talks about tumas hesed. So from the fact that it says yadav, we learn that hesed azav is mitamei only if you do the hesed in a makom galui, like in yadayim biyadav. But if you take a stick in a makom nistar, like under your armpits or something like that, and then you move that way without holding the stick in your hand, without doing the hesed with your hand, so that is not going to be mitamei b'tumas hesed, because the pasuk uses the lashon negia when it describes hesed. It says asher yigah. So we see that any negia is only going to be mitame when it's begalui and not in a beis hastarim. So Tosus raises the kasha way back on dafayin beis and beis. Why does Ravasi say that it's tumas beis hastarim? L'chora, when you cut the basar from the aver, it's impossible that some of the basar, once it's already partially sliced, is not going to go back and touch that aver. And now what used to be beis hastarim is now galui because you already started slicing it. So Tosus raises the kasha, why don't you just assume that it's not based on storm? So it's also the minastam, the Bryce is talking about b'chalinyin, that it would be tame. It would be tame regardless, meaning even if you didn't slice it slowly where the part that's already sliced has the ability to still touch, but you slice it and you yank it apart from each other as quickly as possible where there's no way for it to touch, that even in such a case it would be tame. Or if you cut with a very wide knife, so a very thick knife. So as you're cutting it, there's no way. The knife is just putting the two pieces too far apart from each other to be chozer v'nogeya. So anyway, so he asked, that's what I was bothered by. I missed the day in the Beis Medrash, and I was wondering if Tumas Beis Hastarim, whether that's the, whether it would still be, why it's called Tumas Beis Hastarim, why it's called Tameh Bimaga. After all, it's only Tumas Beis Hastarim, and therefore it should not be Metameh at all. So Amalei Rabbi Zeira answered Ravasi, Afli Didi Kashali, you know, I had the same Kasha, Ushilta the Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel, so I asked Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel, the Amalei Hamani Rameir, Yidama Tumas Beis Hastarim, Metameh, and he said that it must be that this price is assuming like Rameir, who holds that Tumas Beis Hastarim is in fact Metameh. Rameir holds in the context of an ubar, of a behema that stuck its hand out, right? And then you shechted the mother. So the shechita of the mother is not matir, the hand that the ubar had stuck outside of the mother, and therefore the din of the yad is like Eivor Min HaChai, and all of the rest of the basar of the ubar is like that which touched Eivor Min HaChai. Now clearly the rest of the basar of the ubar only touched this Eivor Min HaChai, so to speak, this Eivor that was Yotze L'chut in a Beis Hastarim, and yet it still has the capacity to be metame. So you see that a mayor holds that Tumas Beis Hastarim is metame. So I'm later, I said to Rabbi Zeira, I don't know if I like that answer. V'lav zimna sagina amara kamai. Didn't Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel say that teretz a lot of times to me, and every time he tried that teretz on me, I didn't accept it. Every time he tried that teretz on me, I rejected him right away. V'amri lei, and I said to him, shani lei the Rameir bein tumma debaya hechshur bein tumma de lo baya hechshur. Rameir makes a distinction between something that's already hukshur lekabel tumma, where then Rameir would say that Tumas Beis Hastarim would work versus something that's not Hukshur LeKabel Tuma, where it would not be Metame Beis Hastarim. So when you're dealing with an Uber that's that the mother is Shechted, so the Shechita is Machshir LeKabel Tuma. The Uber Shevimei'eha becomes Hukshur LeKabel Tuma. So Rameir says, good, since it's Hukshur LeKabel Tuma, it can be Metame even with Maga Beis Hastarim. But when we're talking about cutting off Basar from Eivor Min HaChai, we're talking about when the Basar, it was never Hukshur B'mayim, it never was Hukshur LeKabel Tuma. So it doesn't have the capacity to be metame with Beis Hastarim. So therefore, I still have my kasha. How could it be that the basar became tame from the aver that it was attached to? It was only attached to it by Beis Hastarim, and it shouldn't be able to become tame. So Rava answers, I'm a Rava umay kushya. Why is that a kasha? Dilma b'shuchshar. Maybe enochinami. The case that we're talking about, basar that became that contracted tuma from its contact with the Eivor Min HaChai, happens to be talking about where it was Hukshar before it was ever cut off of the Eivor, and therefore a mayor could be the one that's Metame B'maga Beis Hastarim because it was Hukshar. So Rabbi Bar Bechana says that we could give a totally different answer. Amalei Rabbi Bar Rav Chanan L'Rava, Lameli Hechshar Metame Tum Chamura Agav Aviv. Why do you need to say the Bryce is talking about that it was already Hukshar? Hare Metame Tum Chamura Agav Aviv. The Basar anyway is Tame Tum Chamura. When it was part of the the Eiver Menachai, it had a din of an avatum. I mean, this basar was what makes an Eiver? So we said yesterday, we paskin basar gidin va'atzamos, right? Make an Eiver. So this basar was part of an Eiver. And while it was part of that Eiver Menachai, it definitely had a status of an avatum to be metame adam, mekelim, bemaga, bemasa, just like a novella. And the rule is that anything that is so full of tamei tuma chamura doesn't even require hakshar lekabel tuma. Meaning something that is even not yet tamei tuma chamura, but one day will be tamei tuma chamura, does not require hakshar. That we learned back about a week ago, where we spoke about novellas of tahar, that mitzad atzma, it's not metamei b'maga. But if you're choshev alav la'achila, it becomes ra'ui to be mekabel tumas ochlin, and to be metamei b'maga, even without hakshar. Why even without hakshar? Because it's so full of tamei tuma chamura. Every novellas of tahar could be metame a person and the begadim shalav when it's bebe sabliya. So kol shekain, if that's true by something that was so full of tamei tuma chamura, kol shekain, this basar, which was already tamei tuma chamura, when it was part of the Eiver Menachai, it was nava tuma. So its history is one of tuma chamura. So of course it should not require hechsher in order to be mekabel tuma. So again, back to your kasha, you were asking, you missed the day in the Beis Medrash, Ravasi, and therefore you were bothered, how could the basar that's porish from the Eiver Menachai become tamei b'maga? Aye, it's maga beis hastarim. So we had answered, oh no, it's we hold like Rav Meir that maga beis hastarim is metame. So you challenged and you said, no, Rav Meir only says that when it's already huchshar to be mekabel tuma. So we had two answers to that question. Either we're talking about where it was huchshar, or no, you don't need it to be huchshar. You only need it to be huchshar when it's something that's not so full of tamei tuma chamura, and kol shekein when it's not something that was once tamei tuma chamura. Here you're dealing with something that was once tamei tuma chamura. So Rava rejects that answer. Amrlei, so Rava says back, you can't say from the din of nevelos of tahar that you necessarily know that basa that comes from Eiver Menachai doesn't require hechsher. By nevelos of tahar, the tuma is a tuma kala that's metame when you have a machshava la'achila, and it's a tuma chamura that happens mitzad atzma in the beis habliya. But both of them are functioning as an ochel. Both the tuma kala that it has previously and the tuma chamura in the beis habliya are both when the nevelos of is functioning as an ochel. So since the nevela does not require hechsher to be metame its more severe form of tuma, so even in its less severe form of tuma, which is the same type of tuma, it's tumas ochel, it's not going to need hechsher. But kishashimesh, but when it comes to the basar that's parish from Eiver Menachai, kishashimesh maisa eitz shimesh, and there's that phrase. When the basar is metame, the tuma chamura, it's not functioning as food at all. It's only because it's combined with gidin va'atzamos and part of the composition of an Eiver. So that is like an Eiver. That's not ochel at all. Gidin va'atzamos aren't ochel. As part of an Eiver, its tuma chamura is not as a result of it being an ochel. The tumas ochlin that it's going to have afterwards when you cut the basar off of the Eiver, that's a totally separate type of tuma. It has no shaychus to the original tuma. So that's why the basar is going to require hechsher in order to be right to be mekabel tumas ochlin. And Rava says, and that's why I answered Ravasi that the case we must be talking about is where it did in fact have hechsher. Rav Chaim explains in Chidush HaGrach al Rambam the chilik between Nevelos of Tar and Basar Parish Me'ev Menachai is that Nevelos Ha'ov, the Gidin and Atzamos are not Metame at all. So you see, that's an indication that the Tumah Chamura has nothing to do with the Shem Ochel. Is Dafka because of the Shem Ochel. Because if it wasn't about the Shem Ochel, then the other parts of the Nevelos Ha'ov should also, the inedible parts of the Nevelos Ha'ov should also be Tame. The fact that the inedible parts do not have that Tumah status tells you that the Tumah status is only about Ochel. So as opposed to Eiver Menachai, where the Gidim, the Atzamos, are also Metame, so you see the Tumah Chamura that Eiver Menachai has nothing to do with Shem Ochel, because even the parts that are totally inedible have the status of Eiver Menachai as far as Tumah is concerned. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring five other places where we have this idea of Kishishimesh that it was only Maisa Eitz Shimesh. So the first one is from the Halacha that we learned about a week ago, the Tanna Dvei Rabbi Shmuel and Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, that learned from the Pasuk by Tumas Shratzim, where the Pasuk says, V'chiyutan Mayim Alzer, last week's parasha, V'nafal Minav Lasam Alav, Tamei hu lachem. So we said that Hechsher Mayim has to be something that's like Zra'im in that it doesn't become an avatuma, meaning only food products. Food products typically never become an avatuma. But that which has the ability to one day possibly be an avatuma is not going to be able to be Tamei Tumah. Will be able to be Tamei Tumah Sochlin even without Hechsher. There's no din of Hechsher Lekabel Tumah by something that will one day be an avatuma. But the assumption is food is never an avatuma. Food is a rishon l'tuma. Food's never an avatuma. So Amar Abaye, Harei Amru, we have a brisa in Maseches Pesachim when we talk about the Yisra Bali Rabbi Yematzeh. So again, here's our daily dose of Sholem Nidorshin Shloshim Yom. Every day we have something from Pesachim. So there's a brisa in Maseches Pesachim. Kofe Sa'or She Yichdal Yeshiva. Let's say you take Sa'or, a giant mound of sourdough. Now, sourdough is something that in itself is not edible, but it's used to help a dough rise. And instead you decide, I'm not going to use it as a sourdough. You know, sourdoughs have sometimes been in bakeries and families for centuries or whatever. This guy decides his rebellion is he's going to take the sourdough that he has in his Misora, and he's not going to use it as sourdough. It's going to be a stool that he's going to sit on. So he decides he's going to use it only for yeshiva. So bitla, so it's now batel. The shame ochel is batel from it, and therefore he's allowed to have it on Pesach, meaning not eat it because he's not eating it. That's the whole point. He's allowed to use it to sit on Pesach. Now it's no longer a violation of Balira Bayimatzah. But it's only if he's miyachid it for that purpose. If he's not miyachid it with the Yechida Gemura, it would not be batal. Because the Gemara says in Masech HaShabbos that we darshan from the Pasuk, V'kala Kli Asher Yeshev Lav Yitma, that only that which is miyuchad the Yeshiva Tamid, only that which is constantly miyuchad the Yeshiva, is considered a Moshev Azav. But something that you would say, Amod V'nasim Malachtenu, something that someone is sitting on, and you say, hey, get up, we need that thing that you're sitting on, then that's not really a Moshev Azav. It wouldn't have the status of a Moshev Azav. So something only has a status when it's complete yechida for yeshiva. You designated it particularly just to sit on. So, and Tumasa, and the Lav Dal Raisa. But the Tumah that it has when the Zav sits on it is not a real Tumah Dal Raisa. It can only be a Tumah Drabana. Why? Because if it were real Tumah Dal Raisa, then we would have an example of food that's Metame to Mechamura, and that's against the Tanna Devei Rabbi Shmuel that we learned in Daf Kuf Chaval that assumed assumed in making a drasha that food is never Tamei to Mechamura. But here you have an example of food that's Tamei to Mechamura, so it must be that this Tuma of Moshe Vazov is not Taraisa. So says Gemara, no, it's not that the Tuma is not Taraisa. Kisha Shimesh, Maitse Eish Shimesh. It said it's no longer food when the Tuma that it has of Moshe Vazov is not Tuma of a food, it's Tuma of being a stool. And a stool is a maisa eight. That's something that has nothing to do with food. So the sa'ar could be metame odem midar raisa, and it's still not a raya that ochlin is metame tuma chamura mitzad the shame ochel that it has. Tos raises the question, how could Abaye say that the Tumah is not Daraisa? Of course the Tumah is Daraisa. The whole idea that it loses the Shem Ochel is because it became a Kli. If Midaraisa doesn't have a Shem Kli, then you should be in violation of Ali Rabbi Yematzah for keeping it on Pesach. I mean, what's the Hava Amina that it's not a Tumah Daraisa? If it's not a Tumah Daraisa, you're saying, oh, it's not really a chair. If it's not a chair, then what is it? Then it's Chavetz. Then it's Nisra Bali Rabbi Yematzah. So Tosa Rush explains that Midaraisa for Chamit bittul b'leiv is enough. That you don't need, you know, it's like a legal fiction that works on a daraisa to get rid of chametz. You don't need actual destruction of the chametz. So you don't need to actually mivatel purely as a kli. Just bittul b'leiv would be enough to get rid of bayirabai matzei. So if you miyachil yeshiva, that's like the equivalent of bittul b'leiv. So it doesn't have a shem ochlin anymore. But that's not enough in hilchus tumah to make it the status of a moshev azav. Okay, a second in where we use this svara of maisa eitz shimish. Amar abai harei amu. The brisa had said way back earlier in the Masechta, Tekrovas Avod Zechavim Shal Ochlin. If you have food that was used as Tekrovas Avod Zara, Metamin Ba'ol. It's Metame Adam Mekelim in the same Ohel. That Tumasa Lav Doraisa. That Tumah that we say, it's Metame Ba'ol, must only be Tami Dirabaman. Because if it were Doraisa,
Maisa. This is food, and it's being Matami Tumah Chamura. And the Tana of the Beit Rav Yisrael taught us a week ago that food can never be Tami Tumah Chamura. Says Gemara, no, because Shemesh, Maisa Eitz Shemesh. When it's being Matami, it's the Kravas of the Zara, it's not in its status as food. It's in its status as a Maisa Eitz. It doesn't have to be a food. That's like any Eitz that you use Avodah Zarah, they use to worship an Avodah Zarah with, which is Matame Adam and Kalim in an Ohel. So that's why it's Tame. So you still don't have a Raya that Ochel or Matame Tumah Chamura mitzad the shame Ochel that they have. So now we try a third Raya, also from Maseches Pesachim, but not a Pesach related Raya. The Mishnah Maseches Pesachim and Daf Mem Hei discusses if you have dough that's in Sitke Areva, that's in a kneading bowl that was not a smooth bowl, it had cracks in it, and dough was filling in those cracks of the bowl. So the dough sort of became part of the bowl. So we assume that the dough actually is part of the bowl to such an extent that if tumah touches just that dough, the whole bowl is tameh, because now the dough is the bowl. So Amar Abaye Hari Amru, so we said in that Mishnah, Chiburei Ochlin Ki Kelim Damu, that the food that's stuck in the cracks of the bowl is like the bowl itself. So that tumah lav daraisa. Tumas lav daraisa. Disal kadaitach daraisa, because if that tumah were daraisa, matzinu ochel shematami tumah chamura, then we'd have an example of ochel that's matami tumah chamura, and that would be a stira to what the Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel said, that we never find tumah chamura by ochlin. So the Rav Eliyashiv points out the kasha that one could ask, that Abaye said previously that you're kofei sa'ar, and the Gemara says that it's maisa eitz. So why would the betzek shebesitke areva be any different than kofei sa'ar that you're miyachid the yeshiva? Meaning, what's the havamina that the answer over here was not going to be kish shimesh maisa eitz shimesh? Obviously, it's the same exact case. You're taking something that's dough and you're using it now as a kli. What difference does it make whether the kli you're using it as is a chair or a bowl? So Rav Eliyashiv writes in the Ha'aros that Abaye was mekabel what the Gemara said as far as kofei sa'ar, because over there we're talking about Tumas Moshev Azav, which is a special din that even pshutei kliyets that don't have a base kibul and are not metame magal b'sharitz have a din of Moshev Azav, as opposed to chiburei ochlin. Over here we're talking about a tumah of a kli that it wouldn't work on pshutei kliyets. So Abaye holds that if the tumah were daraisa, that would be a real raya that ochlin is in metame tumah chamura, because it has the normal tumah, the tumah of a kli. It's a different type of tumah than tumah of a Moshev Azav. But anyway, the Gemara rejects it. Shemesh, Maisa Eitz Shemesh. Anyway, it's only considered Maisa Eitz. What you do see from that whole discussion, though, in that Mishnah, is that their kelim, it used to be not uncommon for their kelim to have mamashos in them. Someone sent me an email. I got an email from a Rav this week who said, you know, he had a whole bunch of things that we tell people, don't get so crazy about Pesach, don't do this, that, and the other thing. And he said, like, I found in Halacha, there's discussion of doing those crazy things that we tell people not to make themselves crazy about. So he said, for example, we tell people, just take your pots and pans, close them off, and don't worry about it. You don't have to scrub your pots and pans. It says in Halacha that you do, that you have to check on the inside of your pots and pans for any mamashos of chametz, and you have to check them. So number one, it's this, right? We don't have any kneading bowls that have cracks in them that is filled with dough. Our metzius is entirely different. Our pots and pans get very, very clean. There's no mamashos of chametz in them. And then anyway, we don't sell our pots and pans themselves, because then it would require tefillas kelim when we buy them back, but we sell the chametz that's in the pots and pans. So that's included in the nusach of the mechira anyhow. So it's included in mechira's chametz. Okay, but anyway, so you see that was the metzius they were dealing with, though. Okay, a fourth example where we use this idea of maisa eitz bi'alma. The halach is that chelev of a nevelas behema tahora, the kosher animal that just dies and doesn't have shechita, is not metameh unless you have a machshava to feed it to a guy. Then it's metameh as an ochel. But chelev that's on the kulya of a nevela, when it's still mechubar to the kulya, anyone who touches it is as if you're touching the kulya itself, because the chelev is considered a shomer on the kulya. So Amalei Rav Papa L'Rava, how to tell you this din that I just mentioned that we learned in a brisa, that chelev nevela bakfarim sarich machshava, that the chelev nevela in small villages where people don't eat chelev, so even goyim don't eat the chelev, you need need a machshava to use it as an ochel in order for it to be subject to tuma vehechsher, and it also needs hechsher mayim in order to be ra'oi to be mekabel tumas ochlin. The Rav Yar writes in Simon Elif Vav that this din of hechsher mayim even applies to chelav of nevela in the krachim, not only in the kfarim. The fact that we say bekfarim is going on the machshava part. That the machshava part, that's only for the kfarim, because in the kfarim they don't eat the chelav, but in the krachim they do. But the idea that it needs hechsher, that's universal to kfarim and to krachim. But the Rambam seems to say otherwise. The Rambam looks to Masochim, Paragimel Gimel, writes chelav of behemah Torah bekrachim doesn't even require hechsher. So Reb Chaim has what to say about that, but not for now. So tumaso agav kulya. But the tuma that the chelav has, that the person who touches it when it's mechuber to the kulya, that it has tuma of a shomer of the nevela lav daraisa. That tuma is only a tuma derabanan. Dis al kadai tuch daraisa. Because if you can say that tuma is a tuma daraisa, matzina loch lasher metame tuma chamura. Here you have ochel that's metame tuma chamura that requires hechsher to be metame tumas ochlin. And because the Brisa says it requires hechsher, so that would be a stira to the Talmud Beir Rabbi Shmuel, said that anything that's metami to mechamura does not require hechsher. So it says, well, that's the way the Rashi understands over here is a little bit different than the other kashas and metami to mechamura. Over here we're saying if you can say that the tumas daraisa, you'd find an ochel that even though it's metami to mechamura, it still requires hechsher. And what the Talmud Beir Rabbi Shmuel said is that anything that's metami to mechamura does not require hechsher. That's the kasha. So the answer is Gemara again. Kishishimesh ma'isa eitz shimesh. Over here, it's only a ma'isa eitz. Amr of Masa, the fifth and final example of kishishimesh ma'isa eitz shimesh. Hari amru bayish shesicha bezra'im. If let's say you're trying to put roofing on your house and you can't find anything else, so you use zra'im as your roofing. So taru, the zra'im is not going to be subject to tumas ochlin, even though you're using edible materials to put as the sikuch on your house. So because they're bottled to the rest of the roofing material. But if there is tzara'as in the house, so tum'aso, and again, that's the family coincidence, as we're about to read Parshas Tazria, tum'aso lav daraisa. The tumah to be metame adam, because he's in a bayis hamanuga, that's only tumah midrabanan. Because if the tumah negaim that house would have would be a tumah daraisa, then you'd have an example of zra'im, a food, that's metame tumah chamura. Says, nah, because shimish might say it's shimish. It's roofing material now. It's not food, meaning it's tumas negayim is not coming on account of its status as food, it's coming on account of its status as a roof, so it has nothing to do with food. Okay, now a new topic. So the Gemara, the Mishnah had said that Reb Meir holds if an animal dies and it had an Eivar Medulbal, it had a dangling Eivar, and then it dies, that Eivar is Eivar Menachai. And then we said, Rabbi Shimon Mitahir. Rabbi Shimon says it's tar. Now it sounds like Rabbi Shimon Mitahir, it means that not only is it tar from Eivar Menachai, it's tar entirely, that it's not even Tamei Tumas Nevela. So it says Gemara, I don't get it. If Rabbi Shimon holds that when it dies, it makes it that whatever Aver was dangling is as if it had already fallen off before it had died, let it be Tamim Shem Ever Menachai, because you should consider it as if it fell off of a live animal. And if you hold that when it dies, it does not make it as if that Aver had fallen off before it died, so then it's Nevela, it's part of an animal that dropped dead, so it's a Nevela. So Rabbi Shimon Aresha Kai says, well, you're right. Rabbi Shimon could not possibly be metahir when an animal that has a dangling aver dies. There's no way to be metahir that aver. It's one or the other. It's either aver menachai or it's aver menavela. Rabbi Shimon is going on a totally different halacha in the Mishnah. He's arguing on the Tana in the Reisha of the Mishnah. The Tana said, aver abasar mudadolim bebehema. That if you have dangling aver or basar, and then you have a machshava to use them as achila, but to feed them to a guy, metam to masofim bemakoman. As they are attached to the animal, they already have tumas ochlin with tzrich and hechsher, and they require hechsher to be mekabel tuma. For Rabbi Shimon Mitahir, Rabbi Shimon says, no, there's no din of tumas ochlin on a dangling aver. But Einoch Nami, in the Seifa, Rabbi Shimon Bimoda, that if an animal has dangling aver and then the animal dies, of course that aver is tame for something. Aver menachai or aver menavela, probably aver menachai. So Amar Rabbi Yasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time is Rabbi Shimon. Why does okay? Now I'll accept what you're saying that Rabbi Shimon is arguing in the case of the Reisha. So let's explain his shita. Why is it that the Aver and the Basar, that as long as they're still attached to the animal, are automatically tahar? because Amar Krad, the pasuk says by Tumas Ochlin, Mikol Ha'Ochel Asher Ye Ochel. Ochel, so we dash na ochel sha'ati yochel achil lacherim, that which you're able to feed to other people, to even to goyim, beheter, kari ochel, that's called an ochel. Ochel sha'ati yochel achil lacherim, but something that you're not able to feed to anybody else, certainly not beheter, there's no heter to feed to somebody else, ein kari ochel, so that's not called an ochel as far as Tumas Ochlin is concerned. So since the Eva and the Basam of the Zalim on the behema, while it's alive, you're not able to feed to a goy, because it's usher for a guy to eat it. It's an usher for a guy. It's Eva Menachai for Bnei Noach. The Gemara Pesachim says it's derived from the pasuk in Parshas Noach. Ach basar b'nafsho damo lo sochelu. The Yisra of basar Menachai for Bnei Noach. The Gemara doesn't say where exactly it's coming from, but Rishonim work on that. But the point is, whether it's an Eva or whether it's basar that's dangling from a chai, you would not be allowed to feed it to anybody, even to a Ben Noach. So if that's the case, so it's not. It doesn't have to masochlin according to Rabbi Shimon. And that's why Rabbi Shimon says it's tahar, so long as it's still attached to the animal. So Rabbi Zeira asks in Rav Asi that it's not mistaver, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon would be arguing on the Resha of the Mishnah. Amalei Rabbi Zeira Rav Asi, if Rabbi Yochanan holds that Rabbi Shimon is arguing on the Resha, why does he say that the reason Rabbi Shimon is mitaher is because you're not able to feed it to other people? Dilma time with Rabbi Shimon Hasa, maybe there's a simpler reason why Rabbi Shimon is mitaher when you have a dangling aver or a dangling basar from a live animal. Hola ma'ora ma'ora. It's because it's still attached to a live animal, so it's like all the other limbs of the animal. Because after all, Titnan, we have a Mishnah Maseches Uksin that we already learned the other day. Yichur shel te'ena shenifshach. If you have a cluster of figs that are detaching from the tree, umaora beklipa, but the klipa of the bark of the tree is still holding it on. Rabbi Yehuda Matar v'chamam. Rabbi Yehuda says tar automatically. There's no Tumas Ochlin. It's still considered mechubar. And the Chamam Omrim im yachalich yostahar. If the tree is still providing it with sustenance, it's tar, and because it's considered mechubar vim lav tame. But if the tree is not providing it any sustenance, then it's going to be tame Tumas Ochlin. V'amirin lach my time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's automatically tahar, even if it's not getting any nourishment from the tree? Why is it tar? Why is it considered mechubar? V'amrit lanin, you're the one that told us this svara, hola ma'ora ma'ora. Since it's still attached, it's considered attached, just like the rest of the branches of the tree. So if Rabbi Yochanan held that Rabbi Shimon is arguing on the Resha, he could have said that that's his reason. Why does he have to come up with this new reason? That you need something that's royal, ma'achil acherim? Just say, hola ma'ora ma'ora, it's attached. You can't talk to me about something that's attached, as if it's detached. So Rav Asi said, you're right. And Rabbi Yochanan Amalei Amitzi Isa, when Rabbi Yochanan was not explaining why Rabbi Shimon argues in the Resha, he was explaining the reason for Rabbi Shimon in the middle case of the Mishnah, where Nishchata Behema, where we said that if an animal, not that the animal's still alive, nor that the, like the Resha's case, nor that the animal drops dead with the dangling aver, like the Seifa's case, the Mitziyasa was, you shechted the animal while it had a dangling aver. So Huchshra B'dameha. So we had said that the Dama Shchita is Machshir, that aver with the rest of the animal. And it's all royal, the Kabbal Tumas Ochlin, Divrei Meir. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Lo Huchshu, the aver and the basar that were dangling do not become Huchshra with the rest of the animal. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon say that the aver and the basar are not Huchshra with the rest of the animal? Because Amar Krav, Mikola Ochel Asher Yeochel, Ochel Shat Yochel Achil Lacherim, Kori Ochel, Ochel Shat Yochel Achil Lacherim, Ein Kori Ochel. Food that you cannot permissibly feed to other people is not called ochel with regard to Tumas Ochlin. The dangling aver and the basar of behemoth cannot be fed to a guy even after the shechita. He's not going to be allowed to eat it. So mele, it's not called ochel as far as Tumas Ochlin is concerned. So the hechsher of the behemoth b'shechita is not going to work for it according to Rabbi Shimon. So because Rabbi Meir said huchshu, Rabbi Shimon used the term lo huchshu, but really it's not mekabel tumah at all according to Rabbi Shimon, even if it had hechsher. That's what the Ramban explains, right? That it's pasha that it's not going to be makabel tumah. It doesn't mean lo hukshu. It's just not makabel tumah. That's the what we're explaining. So ask the Gemara on Rav Asi's explanation. Rav Asi had said that we're going amitziyasa, right? That Rabbi Yochanan was just explaining the middle case of the Mishnah. So ask the Gemara. It can't be that Rabbi Yochanan was explaining Rabbi Shimon's shita in the middle case of the Mishnah. If that's what he was doing, he was trying to explain why the Eva and the basar is not hukshar. Why do you say that it's because you can't feed it to others? The Dilma time of Rabbi Shimon by he Ikad Rabbi, Ikad Rabbi Yochanan. We already had two explanations of the middle case of the Mishnah, of why it is that when you shech the behema and there's an Evra Meduldal, that Rabbi Shimon holds that it's not Hukshar. Rabbi explained on Daf Kufchav Zayin and Beis that the reason for Rabbi Shimon is because the entire behema does not become a Yad for a single Ever. So therefore, when the entire behema becomes Hukshar Kabal Tumah, that single Ever does not become Hukshar Kabal Tumah. And Rabbi Yochanan had a perfectly other good explanation that the reason for Rabbi Shimon is that an Evra Meduldal is not considered a chelik of the guf of the behema, because if you were to pull the Evra Meduldal, it would just fall apart, it would come apart from it. Remember we discussed the challah that you cut part of the way. So you have these perfectly good reasons. So it wouldn't make sense to come up with another one. El Liyala Masefa. So we go back to square one. The Rabbi Shimon was arguing on the Seifa of the Mishnah, like we originally explained. Meaning we're talking about an animal that an Evra Meduldal and dropped dead. Right? So that's where Rabbi Shimon is totally mitahir. Velava Eiver ela abasar. But he's not mitahir the Eiver, he's mitahir the basar hamaduldal when the animal drops dead. Mesa beima habasar tzar hechsher, the basar requires hechsher according to the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon mitahir. Rabbi Shimon says, no, the basar is totally tahir. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, my time at Rabbi Shimon, why does Rabbi Shimon say that the basar is totally tahir? Because Amar Kra, mikolo ochal asher yachel, ochal shat yachel achil lachir, mikol reyochel, ochal shiyat yachel achil. That only that which could be fed to other people is called ochel. That which cannot be fed to other people beheter is not called ochel with regard to tumas ochlin. So since the basar meduldal by a behema, while it's still alive, is asur for a guy to eat, after it dies, it's also asur for a guy to eat. So mele, it's not called ochel shati yachal achil lacherim. And even if it had hechsher mayim, it's not mekabel tumas ochlin. That's the. It's interesting because the Bar Tanura on the Mishnah says that the Mishnah, when Rabbi Shimon says metaher at the end of the Mishnah, it can't be going on the seifa. And he says, and he points out the Gemara's original kasha because it's either ever menachai or it's ever menanavela. So all the other achronim on the side of the Mishnah say, didn't you read the end of the Gemara? The end of the Gemara, after we went in circles, we said, no, it is going on the Seifa. Rav Shimon Metar is going on the Seifa. So that's a challenging Bar Tanura. Okay, last Mishnah in the Parak. Says the Mishnah, Evra Basam Dolim Ba'adam, a dangling limb or flesh from a human being, Tahorim, Artar, as long as the person is alive. Mesa Adam, the person dies, Habasar Tar, the dangling Basar is Tar, but Evra Metami Mishum Evar, Menachai. But the Evar has a din of Evra Menachai, which is Tame. Ve'enu Metami Mishum Evar Menameh, Rameh, Rabbi Shimon Metar. It's not Metami Shem Evim and Ameis, and then Rabbi Shimon is Mitar. We have to see what in the world Rabbi Shimon is talking about. We just said, in a Mitamim Shem Evim and Ameis. So what exactly, Rabbi Shimon is Mitar, everything, what exactly does that mean? So Rabbi Shimon Manavshach. This sheet of Rabbi Shimon is difficult in Manavshach. If when the person dies, we consider it as if the Ever had fallen off while he was alive, then the time Shomer Ben Achai. Then it should be the time Shomer Ben Achai. V'yein Misa Osinipul. And if we don't consider that when the person dies, that it makes it that the Ever had fallen off while he was alive, it's considered that the Ever was still attached to the person. Good. So the time Shomer Ben Ameis. Then it should be Tamei like an Ever Ben Ameis of a person. Says Mar Rabbi Shimon Bialma Kai. Rabbi Shimon is not coming to argue on the din of Ever Meduldal after the person dies, the case of our Mishnah. He's arguing on the general din of Ever Min Ameis. He doesn't hold that there's such a thing of Ever Min Ameis being Metame. Tekamer Tanakama, Ha'Ever Metame Mishum Ever Min Achai, Ve'enu Metame Mishum Ever Min Ameis. Tanakama says, over here the Ever is Metame Mishum Ever Min Achai, but not Mishum Ever Min Ameis. Alma, Ever, Hameis Bi Alma, Metame. But the Tanakama makes it sound like that there is such a concept, there's such a musag of an Ever Min Ameis being Metame. So that's what Rabbi Shimon says, I object to that. I think everything you said halachically is correct, but I object to your idea that there's such a musag of an Ever Min Ameis. So Ram Le Rabbi Shimon, Ever Min Ameis Bi Alma, La Metame. Detanya, Am Rabbi Lezer Shemati Shem Min Achai Metame. And how do I know that? Because Rabbi Lezer says that he heard that Ever Min Achai is Metame. If Ever Min Ameis were Metame, he should have said that too. So Am Le Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shua said back, what, that's your diuk? Because someone said that that Ever Min Achai is Metame, so you're automatically medak that Ever Min Ameis is not Metame? You ever think maybe it's a Kal V'chomer? Am Le Rabbi Shua, Min Achai V'lo Min Ameis? Kal V'chomer. A living person is tahar, and yet an Ever that comes off of a living person is tamei. Meishu tamei lo kolshke. A mace that's tamei, all the more so. That which comes off of the mace should be tamei. So kasu b'megillas tainus. And furthermore, it says in Megillas Tainus, if you're going to use your svara that you can make such diukim. So let's turn to Ilchas Pesach. It says in Megillas Tainus, pischa zi'ira delo lemispen. On little Pesach, you're not allowed to say a spedim. What's little Pesach? Pesach Sheni. It's a little Pesach because it doesn't have any other halachas, so Pesach other than the Karban, and because it's for so few people. It's only for the people who miss Pesach Rishon, which by definition is a minority of the population. So Harabba Lemisbad. Oh, so you can make a deal. Oh, it must be that on regular Pesach, you're allowed to say a Hesped. It's ridiculous. Now, obviously on regular Pesach, you're not allowed to say a Hesped. Ella Koldechein, Hachanami, Koldechein. Obviously, it's Kal B'chomer. So if you're also, it's Kal B'chomer. So Amalei, Kach Shamati. He says, no, I heard actually Beferish from Rabbi Lazar that Evermin Ames is not Metame, even though Evermin Achai is Metame. So Mayika Ben Evermin Achai and Evermin Ames. What's the difference between Evermin Achai and Evermin Ames? So Gemara says, Kazayis Basar Etzim Ksora, Haporish Mene Ever Ikabinayu. Nafkamina is if you have a Kazayis Basar or Etzim Ksora that comes from it. It's not Kazayis Basar or Haporish Mene Evermin Achai. If you have a Kazayis Basar comes off of Evermin Achai, Rabbi Lazar Metame, Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akadav, Rabbi Yeshua Metarin. Etzim Kisaora Parish Rebbe Menachai, Rabbi Nechunya Metamei, and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua Metahir. So based on that, we could explain what Rameir means in our Mishnah, that he holds like Rabbi Yeshua, he was Metar, whether it's Kazai's Basar, or whether it's an Etzim Kisaora. Rabbi Yeshua was Metar on both ends, that are Parish Menev Menachai. And with that which Rameir said, that an Evra Mundulda, La Achar Misa, has the din of Evra Menachai, he means to say that if a Kazai's Basar or an Etzim Kisaora is Parish from it, it's Tahar. Hash Das Lachi, once you can say that the Mishnah is talking based on that Mishnah Masech Sedios, we can say that Rabbi Shimon is not even arguing on the Tanakama about a regular Evir Min Ames. Everything we just said about Rabbi Shimon, that he thinks that there's no concept of Evir Min Ames being Metame, no, Bein Tanakama that Rabbi Shimon Nami Kazayis Basar Etzim Ksori Yikabinayu. Maybe he's only arguing about that halacha of a Kazayis Basar or an Etzim Ksori that comes off of an Evir Min Ames. But maybe he would agree that an Evir Min Ames in a Chinami is in fact Metame. Hadron Lachar Varote Bezrim, tomorrow we'll begin the 10th paragraph of the Sefer. Thank you.